Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel of self-criticism? You know, that inner voice that just won't let up, even when you're doing your best. Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion. Trust me, this isn't some fluffy, touchy-feely concept. This is about building resilience, managing stress, and ultimately, living a happier, more fulfilling life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion sounds like another buzzword. But hear me out, because this stuff is game-changing. It's not about giving yourself a free pass for everything or becoming some kind of pushover. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a close friend who's going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie messes up, do you berate them mercilessly? Or do you offer a listening ear, some words of encouragement, and maybe even a little bit of humor to lighten the mood? Chances are, you choose the latter, because that's what friends do. Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of compassion from yourself. So, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-compassion journey. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes just plain stumble. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over these imperfections, recognize them as learning opportunities and move forward with grace. 2. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those self-critical voices start to chime in, simply acknowledge them and let them pass like clouds in the sky. Remember, you're not your thoughts, you are the observer of your thoughts. 3. Cultivate self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same care and concern that you would offer a loved one. This means speaking kindly to yourself, engaging in activities that bring you joy, and prioritizing your well-being. Don't be afraid to say no to things that drain your energy or compromise your values. 4. Embrace imperfection. Striving for perfection is a recipe for disappointment and frustration. Instead, aim for progress, not perfection. Celebrate your accomplishments, big and small, and learn from your setbacks. Remember, it's the journey, not the destination, that matters most. 5. Connect with others. We are social creatures, and strong connections with others provide us with support, love, and a sense of belonging. Make time for meaningful relationships with friends, family, or even supportive online communities. Sharing your experiences and vulnerabilities can be incredibly healing and empowering. You know that feeling when you've had a tough day at work? You walk into your home, and instead of putting on a brave face, you let yourself feel the frustration, sadness, or exhaustion. That's self-compassion in action. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You put in hours of preparation, but during the actual presentation, you stumble over your words and lose your train of thought. Your heart races, and your face flushes with embarrassment. Instead of berating yourself internally, "Oh my God, I'm such an idiot. How could I have messed this up?" You take a deep breath, acknowledge that it happened, and remind yourself, "Hey, everyone makes mistakes. This doesn't define me as a professional. I can learn from this experience and do better next time." Now, are you ready to truly embrace the power of self-compassion? Remember, this isn't about being perfect. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding. Take a moment right now to reflect on your own experiences. When have you been most critical of yourself? How could you offer yourself more compassion in those situations? Remember, starting small is key. Even just a few minutes of self-compassion practice each day can make a world of difference. Keep practicing, keep learning, and remember, you're worthy of love, kindness, and understanding starting with your own. And that's the balanced Stoic way to live. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on, and let me know what resonated with you most in the comments. Until next time, stay balanced, stay kind, and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.